Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, December 5th, 2016. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, ladies, are you ready to empower yourself this month and start 2017 off with a blast? Well, if your answer is yes, then you're definitely listening to the right show today. I am so excited about this month. Why? Because I'm not going to look back on the goals that I did not accomplish. I'm not going to look back on them and feel as though I'm a failure or embrace that negative word of failure, those goals that I didn't accomplish. No, I'm going to look at those goals and I'm going to reclaim them. I'm going to reclaim them and I'm going to make it happen for 2017. And you see, that is the type of attitude I must have, you must have, we all must have in order to make things happen for us coming in the new year. So this is a good time right now to get your pen and your notepad out. This show is going to be power-packed, full of information for you to put to use in your life, in your business. And by the way, you're definitely going to want to flash over early on another line and call at least one person that you know needs a positive blessing. They need to have the words of positivity. They need to be in a positive environment, because that's exactly what Successful Woman Radio is all about. We're all about giving women a positive experience, helping women to stay motivated, to stay encouraged, and helping women to embrace their own belief to create all of the success that they possibly can. That's what we are about. And there is so much negativity going on in our world today. There are so many people that are around you and that are in your environment oftentimes that will tell you, you can't do it, you can't make this happen, that's not a good idea, why don't you wait? But I'm here today to tell you that it is time for you to, like never before, to get serious about your goals. And so with that said, I want to go right into letting you know that our theme for this year, December 2016, is reclaim. Now, what are we reclaiming? Well, it is time for you to reactivate your dreams and your goals. It's time for you to put all of the negatives, all of the reasons why you couldn't get it done. It's time for you to leave all of that aside and to embrace reclaiming all of the things that you want for your life and for your business. So that's our theme. Again, all this month is reclaim. So right now, I want you to get your notepad out and I want you to write down the dates of the show for all of this month. They are today, December 5th, and then, of course, next Monday, December 12th, December 19th, and December 26th. Let me repeat that. Mark your calendar for 12 noon Eastern time for every Monday this month as we celebrate our theme, Reclaim, Reactivating Your Dreams and Your Goals. And again, the show dates is always going to be on a Monday for this month, December 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th at 12 noon Eastern time. So again, don't forget to mark your calendar and that time frame so that you will be prepared. Make sure that you have your notebook ready. As a matter of fact, you may want to buy a special journal just for this month, for this show, because I'm going to try to pack a lot of information in that's going to help you to take your business to the next level and on into 2017. For those of you that have just dialed in, you're listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. And I also want to remind all of you that we are going to continue to talk about you being the driver of your success vehicle, because it's so important for you to not just allow life to pass you by without you accomplishing all that you have the potential to accomplish, right? And so I ask that question of you today. Are you being the driver of your success vehicle by properly planning out your success journey? Now, you can do that in two ways. Number one, you can do that by focusing on your business goals for the week every Sunday evening. So important. And number two, you need to make the necessary changes to move towards positive results. I think oftentimes, as women, we can be very emotional beings, right? So we have the tendency, when things aren't going right, when things aren't going the way we had anticipated or planned, we have a tendency to allow that to impact our emotions, which causes us to feel a little stressed, a little depressed, a little down, disappointed, and it just spirals out of control from there to the point to where we abandon that particular goal, right? We abandon having faith in ourselves that we have the ability to accomplish it, to make it happen. But ladies, hold today, I'm here to let you know that you were born to be successful. You were born to accomplish all that you possibly can. You were born to be wealthy. It is all yours for the taking. However, it's your responsibility to claim it. It's your responsibility to believe it. And I think that's what's wrong with a lot of people. You know, the belief level is just not there to take themselves to the next level. But hey, guess what? Your belief level can be there. Your belief level can get you to the next level. But I'm going to be sharing some things with you a little bit later on in the show that's going to help get you there as we celebrate our theme for the month of December, Reclaim, Reactivating Your Dreams and Goals. Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of what we've got for our lineup today. We've got five questions to help you continue to take control this year, right, and lead you on into 2017. And then, of course, we have a book excerpt from the book How to Think Like a Millionaire by author Mark Fisher. And then we've got a very important upcoming teleclass that you need to know about. And so I'll be announcing that, and it will be happening on this Wednesday. So again, make sure you get your pen and your notepad out, because we've got great information to share. And so again, this is a good time for you to flash over on another line and to let someone know, actually bless someone, by letting them know, hey, Successful Woman Radio is on the air live. Get on the line. Here's the phone number if you have a pen in hand, 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And again, for those of you listening online, make sure that you share Successful Woman Radio with others on your social networks. You can just drop a link and say, hey, Successful Woman Radio is live now. I'm on listening. Check it out. blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Again, the link to listen live online via your smart device or computer, talkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. You know, there are so many things going on in our world today. You know, we have a new president, President Donald Trump. And our beloved President Barack Obama will be going out of the office of presidency. And as I hear, he'll be staying in Washington, D.C. with his wife so that their youngest daughter can complete high school. And so, you know, as I think about the responsibilities for being the President of the United States, I can only imagine all of the pressure President Barack Obama felt, and he's probably having a sigh of relief right now that it's all coming to an end and that he can have some mental pressures taken off of him. But he also has to figure out what his career is going to be after the presidency, because he's got a big 2017 coming up with having to figure all of that out. And so, of course, I'm sure that he'll probably have a huge speaking career. And I'm sure that he'll probably write a book. That's kind of like the path that most presidents take. But it's going to be interesting to see the stance that he takes and what he does with his life and his dreams and his goals as he moves on after being the president of the United States. And then, of course, President Donald Trump is taking over. And so we all want to keep the White House and all of the government employees, our congressmen, our senators, we want to keep those individuals in our prayer. And we want to make sure that we keep a positive attitude about everything, because there is so much negativity going on out there today. So many different comments, so many different complaints. And, you know, we all have a lot to say about it. But at the end of the day, here's what you need to understand. You need to understand that you are responsible for your own success, not the White House, not President Obama or our upcoming President Trump. You are responsible for your own success. You are responsible for creating new beliefs that will help you to take your life and your business to the next level. Can I get an amen on that? And so with that said, it's so important for you to focus on really what's most important for yourself, and that is to be prepared for 2017 like never before. So today, in addition to what I've called out on our outline, I'm going to be sharing some resources about continuing to develop your strategy for 2017. I'm going to talk a little bit about vision. I've got a big event coming up. As our theme is Reclaim, I have developed a whole vision journal around that concept and that theme, Reclaim, reactivating your dreams and your goals. And so I'm very excited about that. And we're still tightening up a few particulars, but I will be announcing that on next Monday. And then, of course, you know, I think it's just going to be really important for you. If you didn't get a pen and notepad out, because a lot of people hear me say that and they go, oh, well, I'll just wait and hear what she's going to say. But ladies, I'm going to be sharing some good information with you today. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to start out with our five take control questions. Taking control means taking control of your life, taking control of your business, taking responsibility that you are the one that is responsible solely for creating your success, implementing your goals, and making things happen. And these five questions will help you to gain better clarity. And I ask these questions of myself as often as I need to, and so should you. Here's question number one. Am I clear on my business goals this week? Again, as I said before, if you're planning on being the driver of your business and of your success vehicle, then this is something that you have to hold priority, right? Focusing on your business goals for the week is very, very important. But I do want to, as a side note, add that when you're talking about goals, really, you want to make sure from this point forward, ladies, that if you're not able to list out your business goals for the year, at least do it on a quarterly basis, okay? That's very, very important, because as you go along, make it up as you go along, it's not going to cut it, right? We need to be, as leaders, we need to be more prepared than that. So it's very important that as you look at your business goals for each week, that those goals are all actually supporting a vision, what experience it was or is that you want to have in your business. And then number two, have I identified the tasks necessary to accomplish my goals? As you know, tasks are very, very important, because the tasks help you to really ignite your vision, ignite your goals, and start implementing and getting things done. And oftentimes, as businesswomen, this is where we get stuck a lot. We know what our business goals are, and we'll put that business goal in the planner, but oftentimes we haven't broken it down by task so that it can be accomplished. So stay very, very focused on your task. And then number three, in my five take control questions that I'm sharing with you today, is, am I being the leader of my business? That's question number three. Am I being the leader of my business? You know, oftentimes we think about leadership as someone being at the top or being in charge. But while that's true, I want you to look at it from a different perspective. Because being the leader for your business is not just about the fact that you created the business, you gave it a name, and you have a business license, so therefore you are the leader. No, it is about you taking the responsibility and learning what your company needs from you on a daily basis, and not only for it to survive, but in order for it to thrive, right? What should you be doing to take your business to the next level? And whatever those answers are, that's what your responsibility is as the leader of your business. And until you can say unequivocally, yes, I have done these things and I am currently doing these things, then guess what? You can't necessarily say yes to, am I being the leader of my business? So if you end up saying, well, no, I'm not being the type of leader that I want to be, then what you need to do is go to your drawing board. I like to call it your success drawing board, and figure it out. Figure out what are the attributes that you need to have in order to be a leader for your particular type of business. As a matter of fact, consider creating a job description or a position description for yourself as the leader. Pretend that you're going to hire somebody to replace you in your company, and you're going to pay them, you know, a certain amount of money on an annual basis. So they need to be on cue with whatever it is that you need them to do, right? Whatever those things are, that's exactly what you should be doing. So write a position description. I am in the process right now of writing a position description for myself. And I'm also in the process of creating a organization chart, which also kind of helps you to understand how you want to run your business. And so when I share these things with you, I'm just not sharing it as something that I read. I'm sharing with you things that I too implement, things that I put into action for myself. And I know that they work. They work because my clients, whom I recommend them to, see results. They are seeing themselves make money in their business. They're seeing themselves become better leaders. Here's number four. Am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? Now, there are a lot of things you should be seeing when you have a business. A lot of activity and things should be going on. But these four things to me, these four things, leads, opportunities, calls, and emails, they really represent the main part of what you should be experiencing in your business when things are going correctly, when you're doing all of the right things and you're getting ready to start seeing results from your effort, right? And so if you're not getting leads, opportunities, calls, and emails on a daily or weekly basis, and you're working hard, but you're still not, those things are still not happening, then back to the drawing board you go, right? You need to go back to your success drawing board, and you need to figure out what it is that you need to be doing to improve the efficiency and the results of getting more leads, opportunities, calls, and emails. And sometimes you may not be able to do it by yourself, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you figure it all out. And so I need you, though, to take action. And so, again, it's around this time of these questions that I always offer and put it out there for you to schedule a power talk with me. If you've never had a power talk before, you can schedule a power talk with me simply by going to our main website, Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.com, and then in the top red menu bar, select coaching. And once you get to coaching, then you are going to click on schedule a power talk. And once you get there, it's self-explanatory. Go ahead and schedule a power talk with me, and we can talk about how to generate possibly more leads, opportunities, calls, and emails for your business. We can have that conversation and discussion and talk about what needs to be put in place. So don't just listen to me say that. Don't be hard-headed. Don't procrastinate. Just do it, okay? Just go ahead and schedule your talk with me. And then lastly, in the five take control questions, is number five. Am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? Again, am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? Well, you know I'm talking about two sets of numbers, and I'm not going to go in detail at this time, but the two sets of numbers that I am talking about is number one, I'm talking about your checking account. You do have a business checking account, right? Yeah, if you're in business, I hope you're segmenting and separating all of the money and the cash that's coming into you. But the balance in your checking account will quickly help you to be realistic, and it'll help you to know whether or not you're on track with generating revenue coming into your business. Because if that balance is too low and you're not able to meet all of the needs of your business, then you know that, guess what? You got it. Go back to your success drawing board and figure it out. You've got to start giving yourself time to plan in your business and to figure out how to generate more revenue. The second set of numbers is, of course, the cash flow analysis. And it can simply be an Excel spreadsheet. With at the top, it could be cash coming in from all of your various sales. And then, of course, you can list all of your expenses. And the cash flow just tells you so much. If you do it properly, the cash flow can help you to develop your sales goals. It can help you figure out ways to generate more revenue. It can help you to figure out how many customers or clients you're going to need in order to meet your sales goals. It has a unlimited possibilities when it comes to the cash flow. And of course, there are different types of cash flow. You have your projected cash flow, which is you projecting out numbers for a particular reason, either to look at what the business could do or to look at whether or not, for example, you should, create new services or go into a new investment with your business. And it could be the real-time cash flow, what you're actually bringing in revenue each month, and also the expenses that you have each month. So again, you know, from a bookkeeping standpoint, you know, if you haven't purchase QuickBooks Online, or if you don't have a bookkeeper, at the very least, you should be learning how to keep on a monthly basis a cash flow sheet for your current business so that you won't have to scramble at tax time. Okay, so there you have it, ladies, five take control questions. And I hope that you take them to heart and that you ask them of yourself as often as you need to, because it's all about keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see as you travel on your journey to business. It's 12:23 after the hour. You're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm your host and your business success coach, Trina Newby. I want to go ahead right now and I want to read to you from our book club book of the month, How to Think Like a Millionaire by author Mike Fisher. Okay, this is a short book, but it's an excellent book to motivate you. It's a wonderful time of the month to be reading this book, or time of the year, because we all need that motivation, that encouragement to move into the next year, in planning and start making things happen for our lives and for our business. So what I'm going to do is I want to go ahead and I want to read to you from chapter 2, Wealth is a State of Mind. This chapter starts out with a very powerful excerpt from author James Allen, who wrote the book As You Think. And the author gives us a wonderful excerpt here. He says, "Mind is the master power that molds and makes, and we are mind, and evermore we take the tool of thought, and shaping what we will, bring forth a thousand joys, a thousand ills. We think in secret, and it comes to pass. Our world is but our looking glass." That is by author James Allen, As You Think. Mind is the master power that molds and make. Isn't that true? The author Mark Fisher goes on to say in chapter 2, Wealth is a State of Mind, the most common mistake we make is looking outside of us for what we should find on the inside. Success is no exception. Just as the source of true happiness lies within each of us, success also comes from within. Success is the result of a very specific mental attitude. Call it what you like, the mentality of the rich, an attitude of success, prosperity, consciousness. Success is the outward manifestation of an inner focus, the result of steering thoughts towards a specific target. Unfortunately, most people are unaware of this. Most of the principles in the following chapters all lead to a higher universal truth. The mind is capable of anything. Genuine wealth is, above all, a state of mind, a state that has taken form in the lives of the rich and successful. We have to begin by being rich in mind before we can become rich in life, successful in mind before we can be successful in life. Gaining a clear understanding of the subconscious, he says, is fundamental. It is all very well to tell people that they must believe in success and fortune and want it passionately, yet most people are paralyzed by bad experiences. They appear completely incapable of cultivating what Friedrich Nietzsche called the will to power. It's not at all easy to demand action and firmness from someone who is uncertain, indecisive, passive, and unmotivated. By discovering the mechanisms and powers of the subconscious mind, however, anyone can overcome these obstacles. He says, our subconscious mind is limitless. We are the creators of our own happiness or misery. Truly understanding this statement can be our most important motivator. The key to success ultimately lies in the proper use of the subconscious mind, both the means to make money and the outside circumstances affecting us are so varied and so personal that it would be impossible to propose a single surefire winning formula to create success. No miracle recipe exists. But there is a common theme throughout all success stories. This single simple theme is a positive inner attitude. Analysis and research only go so far, and then our sixth sense, what some people call business sense or intuition, comes into play. The result of positive mental programming and a well-utilized subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is best represented by the image of the iceberg. The small visible part is the conscious mind, while the submerged and much larger part is the subconscious. The role of the subconscious in our lives is much greater than most of us understand. It's the seat of our habits, complexes, and the limitations of our personalities. No matter what we think, the subconscious, not outside circumstances, is responsible for an individual's success or failure. Now, I hope you guys are listening intently at this, because I can give you a personal testimony that this is absolutely correct. And so I want to repeat this. He says, no matter what we think, the subconscious mind, not outside circumstances, is responsible for an individual's success or failure. There are many ways, he says, we train our subconscious. One of the strongest ways is through our beliefs. Peter Senge, author of the book The Fifth Discipline, writes, "Most of us hold one or two contradictory beliefs that limit our ability to create what we really want. The more common is the belief in our powerlessness, our inability to bring into being all the things we really care about." Wow, powerlessness. I had to grab that word because that is just a powerful word in itself, powerlessness. He says that the more common this belief is, that our inability to bring into being all the things that we care about is really diminished. That's what he's saying. He says the other belief centers on unworthiness, that we do not deserve to have what we truly want. There are many ways by which the subconscious gets programmed. Cultures program the subconscious, beliefs program the subconscious. It is well established, for example, that beliefs truly affect perception. If you believe that people are untrustworthy, you will continually see double dealing and shenanigans that others without this belief would not see. Okay? The subconscious can be compared to a computer. It blindly and infallibly executes the program fed into it. And so the author goes on to talk about how powerful the subconscious mind is. And so I want all of you who are listening today, I'm going to be sharing in just a few minutes about our theme, Reclaim. And I'm going to be sharing with you some powerful information about the subconscious mind that you are going to want to write down because it's very, very important. But how true was what you just heard? And again, he said that, you know, we hold ourselves back when we are not in control of our conscious and subconscious minds. And so I'm going to be, again, sharing with you information that I think will change your life if you allow it, if you embrace it and know that I'm not just sharing it with you because I read it somewhere, but because I put it to the test. And guess what? It actually worked. So there you have it. I just read from the book, How to Think Like a Millionaire. It's by the author Mark Fisher, spelled F-I-S-H-E-R. Pretty much the only place that you can get this book right now and have it come to you quickly is Amazon. If you have a Kindle, I think you can get it like right away. So definitely go ahead and get this book. Because as we continue on this month with reading excerpts from it, you are going to get so many aha moments from reading this book. And it's going to really motivate you and inspire you to take your life and business to the next level and start planning out what you would like to accomplish for 2017. So there you have it. We've read our excerpt for today. What I'd like to do right now is just take a short identification break for those of you who have just tuned in. And I see that we have quite a few people that have dialed in. Thank you so much for tuning into Successful Woman Radio. For those of you that are not aware of it, Successful Woman Radio has been live on the air every Monday going on 11 years. That's right. Coming up in 2017, we'll be celebrating our 11th year live on the air, non-fail, including holidays, every single Monday of the year. And so I am just truly blessed because, you know, sometimes when you have the desire to help others, it actually becomes a blessing, pushed down, shaken together, running over, flowing back into your life as well. And that's exactly what Successful Woman Radio has done for me. As I research our topics, our themes, and I put together information that I think is going to help you, I too am greatly blessed, and it's just a wonderful feeling. So I'm very, very excited that the show has lasted this long and that we continue to have thousands of people to download the show and listen to it each month. Over at Women About Biz, I want to share a few things going on. We've got Just as a pre-announcement, we have some awesome new things happening with our membership coming up in January, and hopefully you are on our mailing list. If not, make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com and get yourself signed up for at least our free membership or our mailing list, because I'm going to be making some wonderful announcements. We've got a great new membership structure coming out for 2017 that I think all of you will like. We've got more things happening at Women About Biz. I'm excited. I've been video recording, audio recording. I've got a lot of wonderful courses and tools that you're going to be able to tap into for the new year. And because social media has become such a mainstay, a main part of marketing for most micro and small business owners, we have created a special social media marketing course, and we will continue to add courses to that to share with you how to market your business prop over social media. As you know, last Monday, I made an announcement about a lot of changes that are going to be happening, and I shared with you 5 ways to market your business on Facebook. And so if you didn't get a chance to hear that show, go over to our show website, successfulwomanradio.com, and in the right-hand column, you can click on last week's show and play that and listen to it at your convenience. I am excited with all of the things going on at Women About Biz. You're going to hear more from me. A little bit of change is happening at Women About Biz in that while we still are going to be hosting networking events, we really want to focus a lot on education. We've always been an education and business development network, but we are definitely moving it up a notch for next year, 2017, and we are focusing on more virtual classes and courses. So we're pulling and making everything almost like a college system or a university system, where you will be able to each quarter register for courses and classes and different things that are going to help you enhance your business and make more money in your business. So stay tuned for that. Also, there's a very, very important teleclass coming up on this Wednesday that I want each and every one of you that are listening to go ahead and register for it. And I'm talking about the teleclass Running Your Business Solo. It's coming this Wednesday, December 7th at 12 noon Eastern. It's going to be about an hour and a half, and I think that you will really enjoy it and get a ton of valuable information as to how you can better plan and run your business as a solo entrepreneur. You know, for many businesswomen, that multitasking and running their business by themselves, it's really nothing new, but the challenges of today's businesswoman are many. So managing your business, especially when you don't have the funds to hire help, can become, you know, a huge obstacle. This teleclass that I'm giving on Wednesday is an open discussion call. I'm going to be sharing tips and ways to properly run your business solo without feeling overworked and overstressed, right? Because none of us really want to feel that. We all went in business to generate income and so that we could have a flexible lifestyle, right? So that we could enjoy vacations, so that we could do a lot more things. And so I'm going to be sharing with you how to, you know, create a daily operations plan. I'm going to be talking about developing your strategic plan. I'm going to share with you a system for ahead of time planning, setting milestones for yourself. And remember when I'm always talking about that set of numbers that's so important, and I talk about the cash flow? I'm going to be talking about a cash flow evaluation and why it's so important. So you don't want to miss this, because I'm going to be giving you tools, resources, and know-how to help you take your business to the next level as a leader. Because this particular teleclass is all about you being a leader for your business, which is so very, very important. So I hope that you register for that. And to do that, you simply, again, go on over to our main website, womenaboutbiz.com, and then in the top menu bar, select events, and then click on teleclasses and programs. And from there, you'll see what you need to do to get yourself registered for this very, very must-take teleclass, okay? Again, that's Wednesday, December 7th at 12 noon Eastern time. Well, it's 12:39 after the hour. And I want to go ahead and make sure that I cover information on our theme, Reclaim, Reactivating Your Dreams and Your Goals. One of the most important things that I think that we can do as businesswomen is to really, really be clear on our responsibilities as leaders for our companies, right? And in saying that, I think it's so important that in order to be that right leader, you have to have the right mindset. That's why I read that particular excerpt from the book, How to Think Like a Millionaire, because you have to have the right mindset. And here's the thing, nothing is going to change for you to reclaim your dreams and your goals, to reactivate your dreams and your goals. Nothing's going to change until you change. And in order for you to change, you have to adopt, you have to embrace new beliefs that are going to support whatever it is that you want for your life and your business. So if you're wondering, well, why is it that I'm not moving my business along to the next level? Why is it that I don't feel comfortable in asking people or the amount of money that I know I deserve in helping them? Or why is it that I am not putting myself out there and going to networking events and meeting new people? Why is it that I'm not collaborating and creating new opportunities for myself? Why is it that I'm at the same time this year and not seeing the results that I want to see? Why do I feel that I'm going in a vicious cycle? So if you feel this way, or if you feel this way just sometimes, right? Or if you talk to other people who feel this way, here's what is happening. What is happening is that, again, all of your success starts in your subconscious mind. That's where all of your success starts. So if your subconscious mind has a lot of gunk in it, meaning if it has a lot of negativity, if it has a lot of negative experiences, if your subconscious mind does not support your desire from the conscious mind that you want to change your life and you want to create a more powerful and successful business, then guess what? You've got it. Your subconscious mind is going to work against you. It happens all of the time. So what I want to do right now is I want to read to you some information about the subconscious mind versus the conscious mind that I researched and wrote in a short workbook that I called Mastering the System, Claiming Your Wealth and Making It Happen for Yourself. So I go on to say that the mind in and of itself is one of the most unexplained and powerful parts of our bodies that God created. Scientists and doctors alike are amazed at its resilience and its abilities. It conducts its own energy and controls all bodily functions, including thinking, moving, breathing, all five of our senses. It also has many subchambers, and the majority of humans have only learned to use only one of two of the subconscious mind's abilities. But once you understand how to use and control the power of your subconscious mind, it will enable you to tap into your full potential, including accomplishing your dreams and goals, blessing others, increasing your faith, creating wealth, manifesting material possessions, and so many other things. So I want to talk to you about the purpose, the two minds that you need to be most concerned with, the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, because in order for you to reclaim your dreams and your goals and to reactivate them and to start making things happen for yourself, again, you must understand your conscious mind and you must understand your subconscious mind. So here I go. The conscious mind, of course, is the power of the brain that controls all of the physical needs of the brain. It allows you to think in the now. For example, me talking to you, you listening to me on this radio show, we are both in the conscious. Okay, it is also responsible to create and control all of our bodily functions. We can also talk back to ourselves with understanding without even moving our lips in the conscious mind and hear silently what we are thinking without, again, verbally saying it. For example, if I look at a dessert and say to myself without verbally speaking, I am using my conscious mind to communicate to myself or self-talk. However, I can also speak out loudly to myself and it would still be in the conscious mind. So whenever you are thinking and whenever you are communicating to someone, whenever you are speaking to yourself non-verbally and having that self-conversation, it is all in the conscious mind. We also can create and manifest things with our conscious mind. Yes, we can create a vision, desire it, plan it, and bring it into a tangible object over time. For example, you can see your dream home in your mind and you have decided that you would like to see it built for yourself. So you conceive it, have plans drawn, purchase the land, get permits, hire the contractors, and through your instructions, the house is built. However, the house that you can now touch was not in existence until you manifested it from your mind. Isn't that incredible, ladies? It's powerful. You see, you've got to understand the power that you already possess in order to reclaim what's already yours. The conscious mind also thinks about goals and dreams and creates your visions, and it reflects fear from the subconscious mind. Now, listen to that last part that I just said. It reflects fear from the subconscious mind. So now you understand the conscious mind, which is it keeps us in the now, communicate in the conscious. We look at television in the conscious. We function in the conscious, okay? However, there's a more powerful side to us, and of course, it's called the subconscious mind. And here's what you need to know about the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is separate from your conscious mind and is the spiritual side of your being. While the conscious mind carries out most of the actual task, the subconscious mind can hinder it if it has received contrary images or negative thoughts from the subconscious mind. Consider the subconscious mind again to be like that hard drive in a computer that runs 24/7. It never sleeps, ladies, and it absorbs everything. I mean, really, like a sponge. For example, you can be watching television and audibly not hear a specific word or sound, but your subconscious does pick up everything. The subconscious mind also does not have to agree with what the conscious mind wants and can work against it if there has been enough negative beliefs and thoughts absorbed by it to work against the conscious. For example, you can say in the conscious that you want to lose weight, but if in your subconscious mind, if it has perceived or absorbed thoughts, it's not really what you want, it will sabotage your conscious desire. Another example of the power of the subconscious mind is that it holds your belief system as well. So if you believe you can place your hand on an object and pick it up, your conscious mind will relay the belief to your conscious and it will allow you to do it. So just like picking up a book, dialing a phone number, driving your car, you believe you can do it, therefore you can, right? So those are all examples of your subconscious allowing you to do these things because you believe that you can. The ability of your conscious mind to use your bodily functions is the result of your subconscious mind relaying the positive belief that you can. This is why in experiments with artificial electronic limbs, a person can with their mind and electronic impulses move the artificial limb, although there is no real limb there. Belief and faith, ladies, are also stored in your subconscious mind. This is why no matter how much you say you believe in something, your subconscious mind can limit what you believe, right? And it can do that based on the images that it already has stored. So this is what you need to understand. In order for you to reclaim, and I want to repeat, in order for you to reclaim your dreams and your goals, to reclaim what's already yours, it's important for you to guard your subconscious mind, okay? As I just shared with you, the subconscious mind does not keep account of good or bad or right or wrong. It is created to hold and absorb what you are exposed to. If you allow negative thoughts to be absorbed, it assumes they are the right thoughts and it's stores them. Then when you try to accomplish a goal, it recalls that negative thought and it acts as a blocker. Perhaps some of you are having an aha moment right now. The importance, ladies, of guarding what is absorbed into your subconscious mind is vital. From the time you wake up to the first thought, everything impacts your subconscious mind. Thinking negative thoughts, watching violent television, negative people and surroundings, constantly telling yourself you don't know if you can make it, you don't know if your business will work, you don't think you'll do it, procrastinating, all of these things play a role in what your subconscious mind absorbs. But to guard your subconscious mind, you must limit what it absorbs by controlling your environment, what you read, what you expose yourself to, and what you think, okay? You must also learn to write over negative things that have been absorbed by creating positive affirmations that are repeated frequently, by taking swift actions to eliminate negative habits that you have been repeating for days, months, or years. By doing these things and taking the time to work on these, your inner you, your inner habits that hold you back, you will be able to reach your subconscious and create a new you. You will be able to embrace new beliefs and move your business and your life forward like you never thought possible. So I want you to understand that as we move into 2017 and as we discuss our theme, Reclaim, don't take it lightly. Understand that in order for you to move your business to the next level, to start making things happen, you've got to get you together. You've got to change your mindset. You've got to stop allowing naysayers to impact you. You've got to stop negative thinking. You've got to stop placing yourself in environments that don't support what it is that you want to do. You've got to embrace and adopt new beliefs that will 100% support whatever it is that you want for yourself. And that's what's wrong with a lot of business women today that are not able to take their businesses to the next level. There are beliefs that are holding them back that they don't even realize. So I'm here to tell you 100% of the truth of what has to happen in order for you to start seeing better results. Look, I can tell you how to you know, goal set all day long. I can tell you the techniques to use to better manage your time. I can help you with a position description for your company and share with you how to be a better leader. I can even tell you ways to get more funding for your business. I can tell you ways to better market your business, but none of that really matters if you don't grasp this one thing, and that is how to control your subconscious mind and allow and get it to yield, to bend, to flex towards what it is that you want to have happen in your life and in your business. So all this month, I'm going to be talking about that, and I'm going to be talking about how to reclaim. And I say reclaim, some of you might be saying, I didn't know I needed to reclaim. I thought my goals were my goals. Well, that word reclaim means to restore. If you haven't accomplished a goal and a dream that you've had for years or for months or for days, and you keep, you know, coming around the same circle every single time, not having accomplished it, then it's time to stop, right? Reset and reclaim and do it the right way. But before you reclaim, there's a lot of things that have to happen mentally. You have to work on your belief system, okay? Because there are beliefs that are holding you back. There are beliefs that you have that are not allowing you to have your breakthrough. And you've got to figure out what they are, immediately identify them, and move forward. I want to give you another example. I talked about weight loss because weight loss is always such a big New Year's resolution, right? However, weight loss in and of itself is very simple. I mean, I know there are people that have gastric bypass. I know that there are people who have other types of procedures. They go on diets. I'm one of them that, I'm always forever working on trying to lose that weight. But when it comes right down to it, it's only one formula to lose weight. That is drink more water, eat less, and exercise. Those three things are the formula for weight loss. It has always been the formula for weight loss, and it will always be for weight loss. Drink more water, eat less, and exercise. That's the key. So why is it then that so many of us have such a hard time losing weight? Well, it goes back to the subconscious mind, because you see, for many of us, it's not that we want to lose weight. It's that we want to look good. We want to look thin. That's the difference between losing weight. So when our subconscious mind sees that we want to eat less, it says, you want that food, because I'm receiving signals from you that you really want that food. And, oh, here's a tip that something that you may not have known about the subconscious mind. It absorbs what you think verbally and non-verbally. So just because you don't say it out loud doesn't mean that the subconscious mind is not going to pick up what you truly feel about a particular thing, right? So if you go into a restaurant and you say, I really want that chocolate cake, but I'm not going to say it out loud. I don't want it to get into my subconscious mind. Wrong. It went into your subconscious mind the time you thought, I want that chocolate cake. The time you laid your eyes, the image impressioned itself in your subconscious mind. And that's what I'm trying to get across to you. That's just how powerful the subconscious mind. So let's, again, do one last example for you as a businesswoman. So if you say that you want to generate $250,000 for 2017, it's not going to happen if you have negative thoughts and if you have habits in place that work against you generating that $250,000, right? It's not going to work if in your mind you start negative thinking, saying, oh, I don't even know how I'm going to come up with the ideas to get that $250,000. That sounds good, but I don't know if I have the potential to do it, or I don't know if this business that I have can do it. Well, let me just remind you that the Pet Rock was a multi-million dollar business idea, and we're talking about a rock, okay, literally a rock that was sold in the 1970s. So again, whatever your mind conceives, you can achieve, but only if you have put your subconscious mind into check and you have started working on those habits that are holding you back. So I'm going to be sharing those things with you all throughout this month. I certainly hope you have marked your calendar for December 12th next month. Next Monday, December 19th and December 26th, mark your calendar, because so many people say to me, Trina, I didn't get an announcement. You didn't remind me to listen to the show. Yes, I send out reminders, but if this show truly means a lot to you and you get a lot from it, it's your responsibility to mark it in your calendar and stay tuned every Monday at 12 noon Eastern. And I'm going to give you some blessings, and I'm going to bless your life with those resources, and I'm going to share with you like never before this month on how to reclaim your dreams and your goals and to push and move yourself forward. Ladies, don't forget to register and sign up for Running Your Business Solo, which is happening this Wednesday, December 7th at 12 noon. You can register by going to womenaboutbiz.com. And then right there on the homepage also in your right-hand column, there is a link taking you right to the teleclass to register for it, okay? So I'm hoping to see many of you on that call. And then also, don't forget, schedule your power talks with me, okay? Let me bless you. Let me share with you how to be more successful. Don't be stubborn, because as women, we are stubborn. We have this thing going on with ourselves sometimes that we can do it all, but you cannot be successful all by yourself, right? You can't generate wealth all by yourself. You're going to have people to help you. And if you want to move fast, if you want to be a fast speed train that is seeing results in 2017, you're going to need a coach. You're going to need a mentor. And I am here for you, right? Well, that's all I have for today on this December 5th. I hope you guys are excited about the holiday season and that you're getting your home all festive and you're excited about seeing family and friends. But with that, I also want you to give yourself the gifts of success by taking the time to start planning for 2017 if you haven't already, okay? Schedule time, at least an hour each day, every day, including Saturday and Sunday, until you have a good strategic outline. And I'll be sharing more with you about how to develop your strategy and how you can participate in some of the classes and programs that we have going on at Women About Biz on strategic planning. Until next Monday, December 5th, have a productive and an abundant week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.